Manhandling, written by Daria and read by Eos Rose. The first time I got to know Arthur was when we were both very young. By an odd series of events, I was made Arthur's manservant. Can you imagine? It was not anything like you'd expect. I was not there to offer wise counsel or to use magic to help him. They didn't even like magic at the time. Hated it, in fact. So it was mostly just a regular manservant-type job. There were chores, lots and lots of chores, and demands, lots and lots and lots of demands, and insults, lots and lots and, well, you get the point. And manhandling, for some reason. A lot of unnecessary manhandling. Like if we were alone in a room and he needed to get by, he wouldn't say, "Excuse me." No, that would be too polite for a spoiled young prince. But he didn't just brush past me either. He would physically lift me up and put me where he wanted me. It was the strangest thing. I was naive at the time, and I figured that was just how royalty did things. Like when we went swimming together, he would never let me dive in. He would always carry me on his shoulder, my then scrawny hip tucked securely by his neck. Eventually, I figured out what all that pushing and pulling and carrying was about. And no, I didn't have to use magic to figure it out. I got a clue on my own, thank you very much. But at the time, it was quite scary. To be tossed around at the whim of your master, his body constantly pressing into yours for some reason or another, trying desperately to hide how much you enjoyed it, lest he thought you were some kind of miscreant or lustmonger. But of course, as we all know now, Arthur was far more open-minded about things than his predecessors. The end.